After months in the MasterChef kitchen, it was one single point that saw Justin Narayan take out the title and a cool quarter meal. The MasterChef winner for 2021. Justin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, we're good. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mate, it was a massive effort, a come-from-behind victory last night. Here's what blows my mind. A five-hour pressure test where you're doing two Peter Gilmore dishes, but then you've got 25 minutes to plate up, which means it would have been a hell of a long day. How much waiting around was there after that cook where you're waiting for Pete and Kishwa to go present to the judges?
Yeah, there's a little bit of waiting around, which doesn't help at all, and so you're trying to just wake yourself up, stay in the moment, keep that momentum you had from your cook and try and finish that thing strong.
Is it all a little bit surreal? Like, watching it back, did you kind of get to sink in and go, yep, this has happened?
Yeah, it's wild. You get all the feelings. It's emotional, it's intense, you're stressed. But, yeah, it's crazy.
I was wondering what happens in those moments of filming. Do you guys actually know who's won, or do you film different endings, or what's that process like?
What you see is what you get. So it was, yeah, that's it.
It's funny because in that moment of celebration, obviously so much is flooding your mind at that time, but one thing you forgot was your lovely fiance, Justin. You went through and someone had to shout out, "What about your fiance? I've been there before." Did she give you a ribbing after that?
Nah, she was, I think she understood that. So she understood there was, like, you know, there's a lot going on in that moment, but she's very lovely and got off the hook with that one.
One person that you did make sure to thank was your best mate, Pete. Now, this was obviously a friendship that blossomed throughout the series of the show. Did your friends outside of MasterChef get a little jealous because you called Pete your very best friend?
Look, there was a little bit of that, you know. But, we've been through a lot together, so we earned it.
Your story on the show is really fascinating because for the first half of it, really, you coasted along in the background. I think that's probably pretty fair to say. We actually had Melissa Leong on the show yesterday who said this about you, Justin.
I think for Justin, he's very much he's a very humble guy, and so being able to sort of shout out to the world, yes, I want to win this, is sort of not something that comes naturally to him, but we're just so proud that he's able to really own it and say, hey, I'm pretty good at this. And so that's a really nice thing to see, but so is humility.
What was the point of the comp where things really turned for you, just internally?
Yeah, I think there was a few moments. Jock, you know, giving me that, you know, telling me I was a little bit disappointed, a little bit heavy, you know, but that's okay. And I just didn't want to disappoint him. I wanted to make sure I was putting in the work and they could see that on the plate. So I think that definitely switched things for me. But then getting some of the accolade that you received throughout that comp, and especially that Man Ben cook at Society, to have your dish compared to a 3 Michelin star one was pretty unreal. So that definitely gave me a bit of confidence.
It's nothing like hearing someone's disappointed in you, Molly. Oh, it just shakes you to your very core.
Yeah.
And maybe leads you to winning $250,000.
Who knows? Who knows?
What's next for you, Justin? How are you going to be spending that cash?
Hopefully wisely, making some good investments and try and get some experience in the kitchen, maybe work towards opening my own thing and making some content online and hopefully, you know, inspire people to cook and make it fun along the way.
Or, I mean, you could just have a really big wedding. I'm sure that would make up for the mishap there with your fiancé.
Yeah, that could. We could do that.
Hey, Justin, one more thing. Just for the record, what are your parents' names? And the only reason why we ask is that when we met Kishwa and Pete's families, they introduced everyone by name, and then you go, here's my mum, here's my dad, and this is my fiancé. You gave her a name. What are your folks' names?
My dad's name is Alec, and my mum's name is Sunita. And I don't know, I was just caught up in the moment, and, you know, I just did what a kid would do. I'm like, this is mum, this is dad. This is what I call them, and that was very fun to watch. But
Alec and Sunita, they'd be very proud this morning, mate. It was a monumental come-from-behind victory. We love an underdog here in Australia. We got to celebrate one last night. Justin, congratulations, mate. Our MasterChef winner for 2021. All the best for what's to come.
Thanks so much, guys.
Now, you can catch up with this season of MasterChef Australia on 10 Play. Molly, you've got a little bit of watching to do.
Oh, Lordy Lou, yeah, sorry, my bedtime's 7, so it's tricky.
It's power.